Hello and welcome to another Naxos podcast, this time with music by the great Spanish composer Manuel de Falla and two of his best-known pieces, Master Peter's Puppet Show and El Amor Brujo, or Love the Magician. But this one in the original 1915 version, in which the composer wanted the vocal part to be sung by a cantaor, or flamenco singer. And in this performance, the cantaor is Esperanza Fernandez, one of the very best flamenco singers anywhere, anytime. Here's a bit more of that opening music from the introduction and opening music to El Amor Brujo. El Amor Brujo depicts the night journey of Candelas, a young Roma or gypsy woman, on a quest to free herself of the ghost of her deceased lover. Falla's shimmering orchestral colors here show the influence of the French school, Ravel and Debussy, people like that, but the composer also notates Candelas' vocal part with the inflections and ornaments typical of a cantor or a flamenco singer, so that to be done properly, it needs to be performed by a flamenco singer in the cante hondo, or deep song, style. The Spanish poet García Lorca described cante hondo this way. The cante hondo approaches the rhythm of the birds and the natural music of the black poplar and the waves. It is simple, in oldness and style. It is also a rare example of primitive song, the oldest of all Europe, where the ruins of history, the lyrical fragment eaten by the sand, appear live like in the first morning of its life. Here is Esperanza Fernandez with Song of a Broken Heart.
Sangre abrasada de celo. Ay, cuando el río suena, ¿qué querrá decir? Ay, por querer a otra sorbida de mí. Cuando el río suena, si el agua no mata al fuego, a mí el pesar me condena, a mí el querer me envenena, a mí me mata la pena.
The history of the Roma is a complicated and painful story. It's believed that the first Roma traveled from northern India to Persia in the 10th century, and from there to Armenia, Turkey, and then throughout Europe. The Roma people were often viewed as dangerous intruders because of their itinerant or wandering ways and their lack of desire to assimilate fully into local cultures. So with all that history, it's not really surprising that the 1915 premiere of El Amor Brujo was kind of a critical failure. Reviewers thought the work, with its characteristic Roma rituals of purification, was not very Spanish, and, well, they were right. Here is Esperanza Fernandez with Danza Canción de la Bruja Fingista, Dance and Song of the False Witch. Composer Faya created El Amor Brujo as a work with songs and spoken passages and dancing, and scored it for a small theater-style band of flute, oboe, cornet, French horn, piano, and strings, but also elevated flamenco to the concert stage. The story, well, it's a common one in Roma folklore, it's of a disembodied spirit that remains among the living even after death. In the opening scene of El Amor Brujo, Candelas relates her sorrowful tale, invokes the Virgin Mary, and tries to exorcise the malevolent spirit of her deceitful partner by throwing incense in a fire. Next, she goes to a witch's cave seeking help. She encounters a will-o'-the-wisp, experiences hallucinations, and sees the spirit of her dead lover. As day breaks, to the pealing of church bells, she succeeds, finally, in freeing herself from his bonds. In El Retablo de Maese Pedro, or Master Peter's Puppet Show, Faya combines his own multi-layered compositional style and mixes in the sounds and dances of Spain's medieval and golden ages, as well as the rhythms and harmonies of early 20th century avant-garde European classical music. It's quite a combination of influences. Master Peter's Puppet Show begins with a somewhat off-color proclamation that translates this way. Walk up now, gentlemen. Come walk up. Here's the peep show giving you the life of Melisendra, as good a thing as any sight in all this wide world.
Vuestras mercedes, el retablo de la libertad de Melisendra, que es una de las cosas más de ver que hay en el...
Faya worked on Master Peter's Puppet Show from late 1918 until he conducted the concert premiere in Madrid in March of 1923. 3 years later, in a Paris salon, Victor Golschmann led the first puppet theater performance. From the first, the piece was a great success. With this piece, critics responded favorably, drawn in by its many references to Spain's Golden Age, the incorporation of Cervantes' beloved characters like Don Quixote, and the eloquent orchestration. Here is the entry of Charlemagne with clear influences of medieval music.
Thank you.
This album features a whole host of terrific performers, too many to mention in any great detail. Cantor Esperanza Fernandez is one of today's great performers of contemporary flamenco. I've seen her perform live, and it is mesmerizing. The album also features soprano Jennifer Zetlin, tenor Jorge Garza, baritone Alfredo Garcia, and the New York-based Perspectives Ensemble, all conducted by the Spanish-born conductor Ángel Gil Ordóñez. The Perspectives Ensemble was founded at Columbia University in 1993 by flutist Sato Mihalian, who still runs the group. They explore works of composers and visual artists in performances and recordings and various kinds of events. When Sato met conductor Ángel Gil Ordóñez, it seems like it was a musical partnership meant to be. Two explorers, kindred spirits in a way. All of this is for your enjoyment on Naxos album catalog number 8.573890. That's all for this podcast. I'm glad you could join me. I'm Raymond Bechet. So long for now.
Aquellos que vieron las hazañas del valiente Abadís, del esforzado Félix Marte de Hircania, del atrevido Tirán de Blanco, del invencible Comedianis de Grecia, con toda la caterva de innumerables desafíos, amores y batallas. ¡Yeah!